And what do you call a creature with a hard shell? It can pull its legs in and its head. A turtle. Okay, suppose it lives on land. What do you call it?
Well, the turtle, he fool around them old ponds. And a gopher got a hard shell, but he builds his own den. You have seen him, ain't you?
Yes. What's a terrapin?
Well, he's about just like a turtle. He likes them ponds too, them flat places. Of course, there's a highland terrapin. How you doing? He mostly stay around edge of the water. He don't like the water so good, but he can use both, right on the hill.
I see.
Either in the water.
Either one.
Yes, sir.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
A hog?
The intestines of a hog can be eaten.
Oh! Well, some of them, they call them. You talking about the hog intestine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, plenty of them, they call them chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Chitlins, hog chitlins. And then, but I call them hog bowel.
I see.
That's the proper name.
And what do you call the center part of an egg?
No, that's the yellow. The white is on
the outside. How about this part of a man's body? Here, what do you call this?
That's his breast.
And a small flat-bottomed boat. Did you ever see? You ever use those around here? It's a flat bottom. Use it on shallow water. What do you call that?
Something would stay in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But you hang around shallow water.
Well, it's a regular craft. It's a kind of a boat with a flat bottom, shallow water.
Oh, yeah.
A canoe would have a round bottom.
Yeah, you're talking about a boat.
Just a boat. And where do you put a pillow into? You take a pillow out and then you put it into another piece of cloth. What is that? You take the cloth off and wash it.
And wash it?
Yeah, what do you take off the pillow and wash?
Sheet.
What do you put just on the sheet is on the bed.
Yeah.
But what's the piece of material that's around the pillow?
Pillowcase. Case, yeah.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty, what?
Bead, pearls, either much you want to call it. But you know, they ain't so many of them now, they don't hardly fool in the beads. They're always bound pearls, either some kind of chain. They're dancing them beads and go passing around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife got a bunch of jewelry like that.
I see. Two men have a fight and one really beats the other one badly. What do you say? That man really?
Well, he just whipped, that's all.
Uh-huh. And what do you call this part of a man's leg?
Long hand
under
up?
Under here.
That's the end of his thigh.
Uh-huh. You ever use hunker?
That's right.
And suppose he got down on his, suppose he squatted. Say he got on his hunkers?
Yeah, on his hunkers.